It's time for Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Save Water Santa Fe. We have a really special guest in the studio today, Mr. Miles Conway, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Home Builders Association. So welcome, Miles. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Christine. They call me an executive officer because that way I don't have to have too much responsibility. I have a beautiful executive committee and they're in charge of me. Yeah, at the Home Builders Association. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, Miles, I'm glad you're here today. I know you're really busy right now getting ready for the big event. It starts tomorrow morning. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
We are busy. I think it's a fun thing about being a professional. You're a professional, obviously, Christine. I'm sure when the Next Generation Water Summit comes around, you are amazed at, like, I guess I can get that much stuff done. As human beings who work hard, the amount of moving pieces we have going for the Santa Fe Home and Garden Show taking place this weekend, March 15th and 16th, is phenomenal. I mean, just so many moving pieces, so much energy coming into it. We have like over 75 vendors, you know, anything that touches the home, all these professionals showing up at the Downtown Community Convention Center this Saturday and Sunday. So it's a great show. It's our 36th annual Home and Garden Expo. We've been doing this show, this expo, longer than we've been called the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. When this show started, we called ourselves the Santa Fe County Contractors Association. So goes back a while.
36 yeah. years, as mm-hmm. you just say, 36 yeah. years.
36 years this expo in one form or another has been happening. We've moved around a lot. It's been at the Schellenberger Tennis Center one year, I think, you know, maybe out at the fairgrounds. But we've found a great home at the convention center, which is a wonderful facility for our whole community. And it's a great place to spend what I think might be a little bit of a windy day on Saturday. So we hope folks will come on down. SantaFeHomeShow.com. There's just a lot of elements to this show, which we're really excited to bring to our community. This is a fun one.
So let's talk a little bit about more recent history. You know, the city of Santa Fe, especially the Water Conservation Office, has been a sponsor of, you know, the Home and Garden Show for a couple of years now, mostly because we realized that a lot of people who are coming to the show are looking to remodel their home, are looking to improve their landscapes. You know, it's a great opportunity for us to push our rebates, you know, our indoor rebates, our outdoor rebates, to help people with some resources around, you know, what plants to plant, what trees to try to put into their landscapes, you know, how to create efficient irrigation systems. And so we found a really great place to interact with the community as in being part of the show. But what other kind of vendors do you have participating this year?
Well, as I mentioned, we are bringing the garden back to the show. I mean, it was just the Santa Fe Home Show for a lot of years. Maybe it was a decade or more ago, it used to be the home and garden. And so now we've brought that back, you know, and that's why I'm so very pleased that the city and the Water Conservation Office is kind of one of our key partners of producing this event, is because we are bringing the garden back. So we have a couple landscape groups involved. We have a main stage that views landscaping, Hesley Kitchen and Bath, the Farmer's Market gift shop, and the Botanical Gardens are kind of, they've teamed up to create this beautiful big stage presence. We're literally moving a small forest into the convention hall as we speak. So we're bringing the outdoors indoors. And Sunset Patio is going to be setting up there. So people will be able to get really good advice and guidance on how do you create a beautiful outdoor living space, which is kind of what we're all about in New Mexico. I mean, for forever, right? We live here because we have such a relationship with the outdoors, and we want to be in contact with the outdoors at all times, whether it's through the window watching birds or we're literally out on our patio. So grateful for the Santa Fe Water Conservation Office. I know Next Generation Water Summit is going to have a presence there in the Santa Fe Green Chamber. One interesting thing is, which I think goes to how we manage our outdoor spaces, And when we don't have water, what happens to the trees around our property? We have a booth called Comfort Your Heart by Hardening Your Home from Wildfire. And so that's a fun, an important booth. I don't know if I should call it fun. We'll have fun, but so the Allstate Group, Ned Jacobs and the Jacobs Family Agency, the Forest Guild, I think the Santa Fe County and Santa Fe City Fire are bringing some resources. So people are going to be able to stop at that booth and go, hey, my insurance premium just went up, or my insurance policy is saying they're going to cancel me. What do I do about that? And so there you'll be able to get some advice at that booth on, like, you know, sad as it might be, you need to remove some of this shrubbery or trees away from the 5-foot perimeter of your house. Especially if you live kind of in the forested area of Santa Fe County, because we're living with wildfire now, and it's, even naive for any homeowner to think that they won't be impacted at some point by wildfire in the next 10, 20, 30 years. So there are things you can do to prepare your outdoor space and your home, for that matter, to be more resilient and to be resistant to being contacted by wildfire. So not fun to think about, but definitely gives you, it's comforting to the heart, I think, if you take a few simple steps, like moving your firewood pile further away from the house if you burn firewood, like I do. Not storing debris or anything right up against the wall of the home. So that's just a little flavor of some of the kind of the community outreach pieces we have at the Home and Garden Show. A little bit about water, a lot about landscaping, and just tons of vendors there to talk about the home improvement world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm super excited you've brought the garden piece back. I think it's all related. You know, there's big themes this season related to, you know, water, related to, you know, fire. And really, though they seem like separate topics, they're all so related. For us, you know, it's important for us to really answer questions for the public about what resources they have through the city on, you know, not only planting, you know, recommendations, but, you know, again, even though it has been dry, you know, how can we still be thinking about, you know, using water in the most efficient way in the landscape? And so I'm super excited about being in the presence of all these different city partners, community partners, and I think it's going to be a really great show. So for those of you listening, we're talking to Miles Conway. Tomorrow the show begins.
Yes, Saturday. Here we go.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. The doors are open. Like I said, the vendors, as folks are listening to the show, we are moving trees and plants and exhibitor booths, over 75 exhibitors, into the Santa Fe Downtown Community Convention Center. We're having a pet adoption event. We have Cross Your Paws is bringing puppies. They have like 32 puppies that need homes. Another 40 animals are on the way. So, you know, we're hoping to introduce families to their next four-legged friend. Of course, our Lego competition for the 11th year is taking place. We'll talk about that. And just a lot of really neat vendors. And of course, the main stage with the farmer's market, the botanical gardens, of course, the water conservation office. So if you're like me and you're like, oh my gosh, we need a new washing machine, there is somebody to talk to about that from the city. And thanks, Christine, for you and the water office, the whole team and the city, for being a major sponsor of all of our efforts at the association and our events this year.
Well, we're super excited. You know, mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break and come back, and let's talk a little bit about the Lego contest when we come back. I know there's going to be a lot of interest in that.
Absolutely.
All right.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Save Water Santa Fe, and we're talking to Miles Conway about the Home and Garden Show, which starts tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. And we wanted to transition into the really cool thing, which is how to get kids involved. And I always share the story every year about how my daughter participated in the Lego contest, I think like so long ago, but, you know, she ended up winning and, you know, she always kind of holds that, you know, she always talks, it's still one of those things she brags about even as she's 21 years old, you know? So let's talk about that. The Lego contest is always, it seems like a really fun fixture of the home show.
You know, it's probably more fun for the organizers of the Lego competition than the kids. I think obviously the kids are into it, but they're intense. I mean, the students, the young people, 12 and under, you know, you head over to buildnewmexico.com or actually the santafehomeshow.com. And there's a link right there where you can sign up. Del Norte Credit Union has been our sponsor all along. They're the presenting sponsor of the Lego competition. And, you can sign up. They have three sessions. So, 11 a.m. on Saturday. Then there's another build session. There'll be award ceremony directly after the build around 12:30. Then another session at 2, and then we'll have the award ceremony around 3:30. And then we have one session on Sunday at 11. And the Legos are there the whole weekend. So if you don't want to come for the competition, but you have some little ones in the family or next door, your neighbors, your friends, your extended family, come on by. We'll be playing with Legos all weekend. We have an immense collection of Legos that we have amassed over the last 11 years. And it's really fun. And we'd like to have our Lego competition travel too. You know, let's take it to Taos. And so we love for the students to come and build. We have quite a substantial collection of Legos to give away for awards. And like I said, the students, the young people, they're really intense about it. I mean, the parents are all, yay, Lego competition. But those young folks, they lock in, they get their collection of Legos, and they start building, and you could kind of hear a pin drop. Well, all you can hear is the Legos clicking together, but the students, they really focus in, and they have about an hour to build something. We have judges that, you know, professional architects and builders that go around and evaluate the builds. Maybe you'll be a judge this year, Christine. There's always a water feature. Somebody builds a garden out of Legos every year. And it's really wonderful. And there's nothing I like more than, especially the littles, you know, they're like the 3-year-old that we give an award to, and they're holding a bucket of Legos and it's really cute. And we know Legos are expensive. We have an online competition that we ran the last month, and we encourage anybody in northern New Mexico to participate. And they build out of sticks, and they make their own adobes and cardboard cutouts. So you don't need Legos to be, you know, a builder and part of this contest. When you're coming on Saturday and Sunday, we have the Legos for you. So there's a it's really fun. So buildnewmexico.com or santafehomeshow.com. It's all free, obviously, registration. And just come on by. Get Legos. I think the Cowgirl Barbecue is running the food concession at the expo. So they'll be at the end of the hall there at the convention center, and they are specifically cooking a really yummy cowgirl mac and cheese for all the kids, because we know how we grow kids, and we grow them on mac and cheese. So that's just a little hint about the Legos. That's how it starts. Yep. And may I go on about the sort of the background purpose of this Lego competition?
Of course. No, so, I love that.
We're trying to build Santa Fe, and housing is expensive. And one of the reasons is expensive. We won't get into all the reasons, but one of the reasons it is expensive is because it's hard to find skilled labor who want to enter into the trades. And so last year we had a job fair over at the Early College Opportunities campus. And one of these young people was applying with, I think, Prol Custom Builders. They were applying to work for one of our finest builders, you know, kind of really exquisite homes. And the student was like, Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I won a prize in that Lego competition. And so in some way, we hope and we believe that we are connecting with kids that, hey, it doesn't have to be a law degree or a medical degree. Those things are great. But also, if you like building with your hands and you like creating things, being a builder, a designer, a plumber, a pipe fitter, a roofer, a concrete worker, or a, you know, a framer and construction person, those are great careers and you can earn a wonderful living. And so it was amazing to see that, you know, 10 years on, this young person who had been at the Lego competition prior when they were six was now a high school senior and they were looking for a job in the trade. So that's sort of the ulterior motive of us running the Lego competition. It's super fun for parents. And they get to come look at home goods and home improvement vendors and professionals that can help them. And then the kids have something to do. But also we're hoping that they catch fire. And they're like, I think I might just be a builder. You know, that looks like fun to me. We have the best office in the world. You're outside in New Mexico. And to that end, you know, it's only a suggested donation. We don't want anybody to not come. It's a $5 suggested donation to come to the expo. And all of the ticket sale proceeds will go to support our youth trades workforce development project this year, which again, you can learn about it at buildnewmexico.com. It's called the Northern New Mexico Icebox Challenge. And so we have three build sites, the community college and their students are building. The Early College Opportunities Campus is building a home, and the Habitat for Humanity and Youth Works, located just up the street from this office, is building a third tiny dwelling unit. And so they're building three units to different code standards. So the YouthWorks Habitat is building to what we call the passive house standard. This is going to be the ultimate in energy efficient building technique. And then the second house is built to the 2021 code, which is also highly efficient, the 2021 energy efficiency code. And then the third house is actually built to a 50s era code standard. So not so good. Not very well insulated. So these three units built at separate locations, we're going to take them near the Capitol in August of this year. And what we do, we call it the Icebox Challenge because we put 500 to 1,000 pounds of ice inside these units. And then we see how they perform. Because obviously the passive house will hold the ice, and proving that people save a lot of money when they build to a higher energy efficiency code. The ice won't melt. The other units, especially the 50s one, will see a lot of that ice melt, and we will pipe it to a tree that I've identified the tree that really could use a sip of water near the para building where we have these units staged. So it's youth trades. The students are building these things. The adults are not touching the tools. We're showing the students how to build these things from the ground up. And then they'll be on display, and then we'll bring all three units back to Habitat for Humanity, where the youth works and the Habitat volunteers will finish upgrading these units. The 50 style one will be upgraded to meet modern code standards, which is also kind of an interesting practice where I don't know what percentage of our housing stock, maybe 70-80% in Santa Fe, is really low performing, older homes, not much insulation in them. So we'll upgrade that one. We'll finish them all into homes outfitted with, you know, mini splits, small refrigerator, tub, toilet. And we're going to take them to Esperanza Shelter. And that's where their final destination will be, where they have a very intense housing need there for the folks that are seeking kind of emergency housing. So that's our project. That's what your $5 goes towards at the expo, or you can make a larger donation or just get involved with it. This is taking a village. I mean, Builders First Source Lumberyard is donating the lumber. The Regional Development Corporation gave us a big check to get this off the ground. And again, the City of Santa Fe and the Water Conservation Office are big supporters of this as well. And we couldn't be more excited about it.
Miles, when you first told me about that project, it was really, you know, great to hear. Because I think, you know, that's an issue that we're facing in many industries, you know, is there's just, you know, there's not enough plumbers, there's not enough, you know, there's such a need in so many areas. And so it's great, you know, we've always known we have to start young and grow them into these types of opportunities. And you've been doing that with this, you know, home show for quite some time. So I'm excited to, I'm excited that the city is a supporter of that event, and I'm excited to see how all of that plays out with the Icebox Challenge. But it's great you're kicking it off with the Home and Garden Show.
Me too. Yeah, boy, it's a pretty complicated project. Our insurance agent is like doing high level black belt kung fu insurance policy writing. She's like, wait a minute, you're building at three different locations. You're moving them here, then you're moving them there. But it's all coming together because I think everybody is excited about this project. And who knows where we'll take it next. I mean, my dream is that perhaps YouthWorks, perhaps Early College Opportunities, they just start building housing. You know, the Early College Opportunities campus used to build housing for the teachers over there by Regal Park, right? So we'd like to get back to that. And we're definitely demystifying the building process for some of these young folks. Be like, you know, you can actually build a house. You know, humans have been doing it for a while. Right. And you can still do it. There's a little more code involved and a little more inspections. You got to build it right. But we can demystify it and we can do this. So that's my long-term dream, is that we see these homes kind of being built by our students, by our young people. Tom Treese is fond of saying, if you want the youth of your community to believe, you know, and have a stake in the future of your community, then have them build it. So that's what we're going for here. So that's another underpinning of this weekend's Home and Garden Expo.
So lots happening, you know, over the weekend. For our listeners, you know, please come to the convention center tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's, you know, of course, all the different vendors that Miles is talking about. There's pet adoptions, a Lego contest, cowgirl. What about the main stage? What are some of the highlights of the main stage?
Well, we've really leaned into the design aspect of, you know, I mean, this is about outdoor living. We have a beautiful movie we're showing made by Daniel Nadelbach of things you see in your backyard in Santa Fe, and sort of just this beautiful tour of with drone shots and forests and Santa Fe vistas. There's some interior design folks that are setting up, home goods, you know, One World Rug Care is going to bring all these beautiful textiles. Obviously the HVAC and mechanical and, trades folks, roofing, stucco, that you can come talk to those folks. This is a good opportunity for the remodelers too, that are there, for the public. Like, if you can't get the remodeler person that you're dreaming of or the window company to give you a call back because they're so darn busy, we got them all under one roof for the weekend. And so you can really talk to them about, like, this is a challenge I'm facing in my home. And they'll give you some advice. You know, they certainly would love to sign you on as a client and become your contractor. But beyond that, they love to talk about their craft of home creation, home design, home remodeling. And they're going to be there to talk to you about it. So yeah, the main stage is a store, the Santa Fe Farmers Market gift shop, and the botanical gardens are up there. Sunset Patio. I think Big Joe's Hardware is going to bring us a big outdoor grill kind of thing. So what we're doing is, it's supposed to be like you're outside in your backyard, you know. And I got it. Give a shout out to Brian Romero at Views Landscaping. I mean, he's hauling all these trees and plant materials in. So that'll all be on the stage, just this little outdoor scene on the main stage at our expo.
Well, we're so excited, Miles. I mean, this is a really big event. I know you've been working really, really hard, and kicks off tomorrow and Sunday. Please come join us. Water Conservation will be there. We have lots of goodies at our table. We have these little buckets that you can use to catch water in your sink or in your shower and, you know, be able to, you know, move that water out into your landscape. We're giving off shutoff nozzles and planting recommendations, seeds, lots of stuff. And our whole team will be there, and we will be tabling with Glenn Schiffbauer from the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. And so please come meet the team and, you know, and come and get your goodies and, you know, get your questions answered. And We're just super excited to sponsor the event this year and to be a part of it. And it sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun time.
Should be good. I got to get my seeds because I in a fit of creativity ordered bees. So I have two colonies of bees arriving at my house in the next few weeks. I wonder what they'll eat. And I better get planting.
You better get planting. Well, Miles, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it and look forward to, you know, being part of the show. Are there any last remarks or shout outs that you want to give?
I don't know how K-Suave can handle this, but we're going to leave some free tickets here. And I think can they just call up the station, leave a message on the line, or somebody will pick up and we'll just grab up these tickets. So we'll leave a bunch of them here and we'll bring more if you need them. So if the listening audience, we want to see you there. And it's a really fun event. Everybody's hugging and saying hi. So come on by, meet your local trades community, your home sweet home building industry folks.
All right. Well, thanks again, Miles. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. And hopefully, you know, we'll see you all tomorrow at the Home Garden Show.
SantaFeHomeShow.com.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Save Water Santa Fe on Suave Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM, and online at kswvradio.com.